7 and 8. Getting ready for a quiz. Here we are cramming for a quiz. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. You see them on the left side, verse 7 on your quiz. Verse 8. There are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Agree's the key word. When I heard that the young people were going to be up here tonight, the school teacher just came out in me, and I wanted to give a quiz, so here it is. Now, and this is especially for young people, Jeremiah and Dan, the rest of you can take a nap, and it'll be review for some. But eons and eons ago, way back in another dispensation when I was in school, I would always mark the easy ones first. So someone, Jeremiah and Dan, what's going to be our easy one here? 1, 2, 3 to go over to A, B, or C. That's right. The Holy Ghost is going to go over to the capital S Spirit. That's right. That's a given. Now I'm looking here and I see the blood, and I'm looking over here for the sun, and I can't find it, and I'm just not sure what to do. I'm scratching my head. Let's go on over to Acts 20. Acts 20, everybody. Teddy's way ahead of us. Acts 20, 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. So now, if I draw a line from blood to the Father, now it gets a lot simpler then. And that only leaves me the Word and the water. Tonight we're going to try to prove that sometimes water is a picture of the Word. Sometimes it's a picture of the Spirit, but guess what? This is full of the Spirit. And I don't really know if there's any difference. But anyway, let's look at this water and the Word for a little bit. You see it again in Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. The Lord compares water and the Word. Why would he wash the church with the Word, verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. See, this is how the Lord cleanses us every day. He saves us with the blood, washes us all over, but we get our feet dirty passing through the world, and we need washed, our feet washed in the water of the Word. The water of the Word. James 1:18. You're looking at me like maybe you never heard this before. Let's see. James 1:18. Got a little bit of doubt here. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Anybody know what begat means? Born or birth. Birth. When you got saved, the Bible was around somewhere. The Spirit of God was there, the man of God was there, and the Word of God was there when you got saved in one form or another. Let's look at it also in James 1:21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. See, what actually happened is her water broke. When you got born again, her water broke. God's our Father. The Lord Jesus is our elder brother. And the Holy Spirit is our mother. Any questions on sometimes water is a picture of the Word? Good. Let's go on. The number one big point is only God can create water. Now you might go up here to the hospital and they'll tell you to go in that room and make water, but you didn't create it. Only God can create water. I'm talking like ex nihilo was the word. I think that's Latin. It means out of nothing. Out of nothing. I get Brother Jason some boards and a blueprint. He'll make something, but he can't just poof make the boards. That's what the Lord did. He just made the water. He made it. Only God can make water, and only God could make this. Only God could write the Bible. I've told you about the student that in Bible college, and he said, hey, anybody could write the Bible. The professor said, okay, go home tonight and write me a chapter. He come back the next day, he said, nobody can write the Bible. Nobody. No, only God. Only God can make water. Let's look at Luke 16:24. Sometimes just one drop's enough. Luke 16:24. Sometimes a verse, a half a verse. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Sometimes just a verse, sometimes a half a verse gives me all I need. Sometimes that's my answer in a half a verse. Number one big point, only God can create water. Number two, all water comes from God. You can't get it nowhere else. Nowhere else. Only God can make it. Only. Let's look in Revelation 22. 22:1, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Water is a picture of the Bible. Only God could make it. Only all water comes from God. And only God could have written the Bible. Point number three. It's going pretty fast. Don't worry, I'll slow down here a little bit. Point number three, there's the same amount of water there was in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Let's look at it. Genesis 1, 2. I'm going to start in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Just about the second or third thing he made was water. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God's all over this book right here too. And there's the same number of words in the Bible as there was when God finished it. Here's what happened with the water. We go up on Cranberry sometimes. Brother Dennis does. And you'd be up there. It might come a cloud burst. And it'd run down them little creeks down in there to Cranberry, and it'll run on down there into Golly, and Golly will run on down into the New River, and it makes Kanawha, and it runs on down, makes a loop, runs up into the Ohio River, and that runs down into the Mississippi, and down into the Caribbean, the Gulf, and the sun comes out about 110 degrees, and it starts evaporating, and come back over top of Kinnison Mountain, and it condenses, and it rains, and comes down again. And it's a hydrological cycle. There's the same number of words in this Bible as when God finished it. And only God could make the Bible. Only God could do that. There's no new Bible. There's no new words in it. There's no new water. Don't want to really gross you out, but that water right there, they call it purifying stuff. But it's been drunk many times before. There's no new water. There's no new water. Your favorite there's no new Bible. Your favorite Bible verse might have been George Washington's also. Might have been Martin Luther's. He liked Romans 5:1, I think. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We done heard about it tonight. Peace with God. There's no dehydrated water. There's no artificial water. There's no substitute for water. Or there's no substitute for this right here. I mean, I like milk. I like milk. I like Dr. Pepper. I love coffee. But if you've been working, nothing will do. But if you've been putting on shingles, carrying shingles up the ladder, if you've been mixing up concrete, nothing will do but water. Water if you're thirsty. If you're thirsty for righteousness, nothing will do but the Bible. Jesus and the Bible. Jesus, the written word and the living word. They're both eternal, perfect, comfort, wisdom. If I'm not thirsty, there's something wrong. I'm either dead or sick, or I've not been working. One or the other. One or the other. Let's look at it in Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is what I need to thirst after. This right here. And I need to be thirsty for the Bible. All living cells are a large percent water. Tomatoes are 95% water. Your body is 70% water. Blood is 90% water. No water, no life. No Bible, no eternal life. Now the health book says that 8 glasses a day is essential for life. And I want to go ahead and tell you, I don't know if you need 8 chapters or maybe you only need 8 verses, but I want to tell you this is essential. It's essential. It's just as everybody believes the health book, but I need to believe this just as much. It's essential. Water. Lester Roloff took a fellow that had cancer up in the mountains, and they just drank spring water for about a month, and he got over. He got well. I drove a preacher to his kidney doctor one day. He was having a lot of trouble with kidney stones back then, and that doctor told him, he said, here's some antibiotics. You can take them, or you can drink a gallon of water a day, whichever you want, your side. Now, 8 glasses a day, that's just a minimum for a little skinny guy maybe like me. But if you're having problems, you might need more. Now, 8 verses would be a minimum. But if you're having problems, you might need more. You might need some more. The Word of God is essential. It's essential. Except for oxygen, water is the most common element in the world. As a matter of fact, the air can be as much as 5%. They'll give you that relative humidity, the weatherman will, every day. And the Bible is still the most printed book in the world. It still is. Water is the most valuable natural resource. And natural means it comes from God. Come from God. There's been rain, gods, rain dances, artificially seeded clouds, and some have even killed for water. John Wayne. I watched John Wayne shoot that guy. Water is the most unusual chemical. H2O. 3 atoms, like a trinity. Ice is pure solid water, like the Father. The liquid is like the Word. The gas is like the Holy Spirit. The steam coming out of a kettle pot. Water has an unusual specific gravity. The solid part floats, ordinarily like iron or steel or something, they melt it down, you throw a chunk of solid in there, it goes to the bottom. If ice did that, we'd go back in another ice age. Summersville Lake would never melt. If ice went to the bottom in the winter, the Lord knew what He's doing when He made it. You can live without food for about a month. You can go without water for about 3 days, and you might experience a very painful death. It's essential. The Word of God, water is essential. Water carries waste out of the body and waste out of industrial plants. A papaw told his grandson, he said, son said, take that basket and run down to the spring. Get me a basket of water. He took it, went down there and dipped it in, started the house, and it all drained out. He tried it again. He went back down there again, dipped it in again, and he took off running, and it all drained out. He went the third time. He runs as fast as he could. It's all gone. He said, Papaw, I can't do it. He said, yeah, I know, but the basket's a lot cleaner. It'll clean you out. You might not understand it, but just keep reading it. Just keep reading it. Water keeps the muscles flexible and the joints lubed. It helps us get our energy from our food that we eat. Keeps the tissues from sticking together. Water's essential for life, and the Word's essential for eternal life. Number 4 point. Water's not just essential for life, but it's a way of life. When I was a kid, the average person uses 70 gallons a day. When I was a kid, we had a well that was iron and red. You wash a pair of blue jeans in it, it'd turn them red. They wouldn't be blue jeans. You couldn't drink it. You couldn't make coffee. Looked like oil floating around there. And we carried water. I carried drinking water. There's two or three wells around now, and I take a bucket, go get drinking water. On Saturdays, my dad took a 275-gallon kerosene tank and put it in the back of an old trailer we had there that was made out of a pickup bed, and I'd haul water all day from a sawmill. We had a cistern he'd made, and I'd dump water in that cistern, and that's how we'd wash clothes or anything like that. I carried it in my hand and walked to get to drinking water. But water's not just life. It's a way of life. See, for 15, 20 years now, we've had city water. I just go like that. Hardly. Water's a blessing. Water's a blessing. Now, to drink 8 of those a day, and that's really not a glass right there. That says it's 8 ounces. If you drink 8 glasses of water a day, you're going to have to start drinking before you get thirsty. If you drink up your 8 verses, let's just say, you're going to have to start drinking before you get thirsty, before it's a real need. I need to drink this before I get in trouble. Before. Now, 3/4 of the earth's surface is water. And some of you maybe knew my Uncle Bill Walker. He took that as an omen. He said, you're supposed to fish 3 out of 4 days. And he pretty much did it. Aunt Mary helped him. And that's what they did. Colossians 1:17. He, talking about his dear son, up in verse 13. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. See, that's just 2 hydrogens and 1 oxygen. And the way, pretty good chance the way this earth's going to burn up in the end, really all He's got to do is quit holding that together. Right now He's holding, if that separates into hydrogen and oxygen, one camper up Cranberry strike one match, and this whole thing's going up. He's holding everything together. That might be how the world burns up. I'm not sure. Water, by far, is the best solvent and cleaner there is. I don't wash a lot of dishes, but I always soak my dishes. I always soak them first, and it'll come right off there. That water is a natural solvent. water shapes the earth's surface. We call it erosion sometimes. When it gets done, there's salt water. And in maybe other waters, there's sodium, calcium, iron, even gold. There's some gold nuggets in there. If you go to mining around, you might run into some of them. Now, most books say that water is odorless, tasteless, and colorless. But actually, if it's deep enough, it's got a blue tint to it, just like heaven. Just like heaven. You get in there deep enough, and you might see it. Ezekiel tells us about it over in 47. We're not going to go there right now. Only 3% of the world's supply is fresh. But even that is not pure. Pure water is very rare. Kind of like King James. The United States Department of Copyrights believes that God wrote 400 Bibles. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and stand up. I will go ahead and tell you this one here is pure. It's pure. I know he only wrote one. I know I'm dumb, but God only wrote one Bible. He didn't write two. He did not write two. He didn't write two. Many rivers are fresh water, but only 1% of them is pure. Man's messed them up, is what happened. There's many diseases in impure water. The amoeba's in there, swimming around. Impure water won't clean, it won't suds, it won't lather. I'm talking about the versions. The U.S. is particularly rich in water and all resources, really. When I first started studying for this, I went around the house and I found Twenty-five and a half. I was counting New Testaments as half. That's just at my house. That's Mamaw's, Pawpaw's, Kim's family, our family, the ones they left behind. 25 and a half Bibles. South America has even more natural resources than we have, but the men that discovered South America were looking for gold. The men that discovered North America was looking for God. Civilizations rise when the supply is high, and they fail when the supply is low. Same with this. God and His Word made America great. God's power, it's water's power. There's flood power, destructive power. Nalan experienced that in 2016. Hydroelectric plant is constructive power. Down there at the Somersville Reservoir, they make electricity. I think they send it to Virginia. I don't know why. This is both. It's constructive and destructive. It'll put you under conviction. Put me under conviction. And then it'll save souls. Let's look at that, Romans 1:16. You can probably quote it. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God, the dynamite, the dunamis, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Okay, all those good things right there, you wouldn't think there'd be anything bad, but I hate to tell you, but there's one problem with water. There's one problem with this. It's not distributed evenly on the face of the earth. There's dry places. There's desert places. See, I had 25 and a half, but there's people that walk for miles to get one page. It's not distributed even on the face of the earth. There's no shortage. There's the same amount there's always been. It's just not distributed even. There does appear to be more demand. Things waxing worse and worse, aren't they? Let's check it out. Even good places can experience a drought. just going door to door visiting the last few years. Right here in Nicholas County, you know, we knocked on two different doors, two different homes, and they did not have one book. Not just they didn't have a Bible, they didn't have a book. We're just looking for any kind of a book to hold open the door or something like that. No books. No books. I don't even have my device with me. I guess that's what we went to. Amos chapter 8. Why buy a book? I read a book. I got Google. What I need a book for. Amos chapter 8, 11 and 12. Are y'all awake? Young people, this is for y'all. Are you awake? Amos 8, 11 and 12. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the big Lord, the capital Lord, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even unto east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. It's not distributed even. There's a term called surface tension. And you can put a drop of water on that flat piece of wood there, and it don't go down flat. It's humped up. It's called surface tension. It'll hold, because of this property, it'll hold up bugs and insects. Sometimes you'll see them floating around there. And if you know how to do it, you can float a needle or a razor blade or maybe a button. I want to go ahead and tell you that'll hold you up. You don't have to worry about it. It'll hold you up. It's got the surface tension on it. Mamaw wouldn't let me lay nothing on it. There's a personal responsibility, Mark 9, to get it distributed. Mark 9:41. Whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Just distribute it. Pass it out. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. No water. We're about done. We're winding down. If you can stay awake a little bit longer, Deuteronomy 32. Oh, we got 10 minutes or more. 30 minutes, maybe. We're early. We're running early. Deuteronomy 32:2. My doctrine. Yeah. Anybody know what doctrine is? Yeah. My grandkids say it's that book sometimes when I ask them. Doctrine's what you believe. Yeah. Devotion's how you feel about it. Yeah. And duty's what we do. My doctrine shall drop as rain. So the Bible's like rain, as rain. My speech, this is the Lord talking, my speech shall distill as dew. The Bible's like dew. The doctrine's like rain. As the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass. The Bible, the Word, is like showers on the grass. Showers on the grass. Well, what rain does, the jobs it has, is number one, it softens the soil of those old hard hearts. This gets in there, it'll soften it up. I went up here just half a mile right there to the store and bought a post hole digger one time. I was going to save money. I was going to save 2 hours not driving to Nettles. I was going to save $200 or $300 not driving to Nettles. It was going to save me a bunch of money. And I went up here and bought a corkscrew post hole digger like goes on the back of a tractor. And I took it home, put it on, and nothing. It wouldn't go down. When I opened it up out of the crate, it was boxed up in a crate. I had to put it together. The directions fell out. They was in Chinese. It had a hole here where you put a slate bar in it. And I got out there jumping on the end of it. And, you know, I'm so skinny, I just got one stripe on my pajamas. And I was doing all I could. It's nothing. It wouldn't go down. And so I just kind of got mad and put it up and quit. I just needed like maybe 20 post holes. I wasn't going to build just much fence at all, a little bit. And you know, there in 3 or 4 days, it started raining. And I went up there and tried it again, and it went right down in. Yeah. Rain, it'll soften up a hard soil. This right here will soften up those old hard hearts. If you can just get them to hold still long enough to read the verses to them. If you can just get them to Sunday school. If you just get them to preaching. If they just come in where they can hear it. It'll soften up those hearts. Those hearts. That's number one. Number two, it'll give you rest. Now the way I grew up, kind of like Landon and Lane do in the hayfield there. My dad would say now, we had an old contrary mowing machine. It took two men to put it on. He'd put it on there and he'd say now, or we would, and he'd say now in the morning I want you to mow this field. You start about daylight. And about 10 o'clock you'll be done and the dew will go off. You could take the mowing machine off by yourself. You could take it off. He said you put the rake on and you rake this field that you mowed yesterday. And then he'd say, now about 2 o'clock, I'll be home and I'll let you take my pickup and I'll start baling and you can haul the bales in the barn. He always said he'd let me. Like it's a big privilege or something. Well, it was. It was, I learned later. And that's how we spent our summer. We went from where Gene Thomas lives to Russellville, over past Nallen. Back then, everybody didn't have a hay baler, and that's what we did. That's how we spent our summer. But every once in a while, he'd say, now, tomorrow it's supposed to rain. And you do whatever you want to. You can sleep in, ride your bicycle, go swimming, do whatever you want to. Water will give you rest. It'll give you rest. But sometimes, that's not all. Sometimes we'd be bailing, like he'd come home there about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but he'd be bailing. He'd usually get me a helper or two. We'd be hauling hay in the barn. And all of a sudden, it'd come a cloud burst. There wasn't nobody expecting it. And you know what we'd do every time? We'd run to the house. That'll put you in the house. You get your doctrine right. Doctrine's like rain. You get your doctrine right, it'll put you in the house. It'll soften up that old hard heart. That's not all. It'll make a seed grow. It'll make a seed grow. Sarah was past age and Abraham was good as dead. And God watered it. And they got Isaac. It's a way of life. We already said, now I got city water. I don't carry water no more. Water's a blessing. It's a blessing. It'll clean the air. You know, I was an airhead. I'm serious when I say I didn't know which way was up. I really didn't. But it'll clean out the air. There's a poem, I'll never get it all. It said, I saw God wash the world last night with His sweet showers on high. And then when morning came, I saw Him hanging out to dry. He washed each tiny leaf and every blade of grass, and it goes on and on. But it'll clean the air. This'll clean the air. It'll clear the air up. You bring a Bible out, things will clear up. clear up. Water for me. There's water for me. Psalm 116. 12 and 13. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. There's water for everybody. Isaiah 55, 1. You can get in tonight if you want to, if you haven't already. Isaiah 55, 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money, without price. I'm glad it was that way or I couldn't have got in. If you had to be smart, I couldn't have got in. If you had to be good, I couldn't have got in. I'm glad it was without money. And then there's water for the preacher. 2 Chronicles 4, 6. You know, might need a little extra. The preacher might need a little extra. He made also 10 lavers and put 5 on his right hand, 5 on the left, washing them. Such things as they offered for the burnt offering, he washed in them. But the sea was for the priest to wash in. Just go ahead and jump in. The water's fine. The water's fine. Doctrine, singular, is always God's. 52 times in here. Plural, doctrines with an S on it, is always doctrines of men or doctrines of devils. It's 5 times in the Bible. 5 times. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. Lord, You're so great. Thank You for these kind listeners. In Christ's name, amen.